Now, unless you or one of your friends has been keeping track with it, you probably haven't heard a lot about Bitcoin for a while. Well, guess what? There's a new trend in the cryptocurrency market which is making a splash. Users with huge Bitcoin wallets are popping up on the market, and some of their transactions are having a really big effect on the entire market. How big are these wallets, I hear you ask? Well, they're worth from about $5 million up to $500 million. They've been dubbed Bitcoin whales by the community, and here to tell us a little bit more, we have Grant Colthorpe. He's the CEO of Mind Digital, a Bitcoin and digital asset exchange. Grant, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit more about Bitcoin whales. When did they first show up?
Yeah, so I think it's been actually something that's obviously existed for quite a while. I mean, the original whales were the original guys who started Bitcoin and accumulated a lot of BTC when it was relatively easy to mine. Now, as you know, Bitcoin's been over around for more than 10 years, it's now largely contained to the professional miners and also the professional traders and speculators in Bitcoin.
And I was reading of one particular incident last week. One Bitcoin whale sold $215 million worth of Bitcoin, causing the value completely to drop about $500 in about an hour and a half. The same guy then bought back the same amount of Bitcoins at the lower price, basically earning himself $10 million. Is this worrying?
It's a sign of where the market's at. So I think if we would have saw that 5 years ago, the market would have fallen a lot more, but it would have been obviously a lot harder for that person to buy it back. I think we're still in a phase of where the market is getting more mature, and it will continue to mature and be able to handle that volume more. But I mean, that's quite not uncommon in other financial assets that are, you know, small cap stocks and things like that, where oftentimes large positions move the market a lot and then the person will look to buy that back relatively quickly.
And so do you think overall Bitcoin whales, they hurt the market, or is this a part of the Bitcoin price discovery process in a free and open market?
Yeah, I think that's a good question, actually. I think ultimately what will happen is the whale accounts will start to even out. So there'll be fewer very large ones and there'll be more smaller to medium size accounts. And I think as you see that happen, obviously the market, you know, the impact on the market will become less and less. At the moment, I think the beauty of what I think a lot of the whale accounts have done for Bitcoin is, you know, probably more recently when we saw, you know, the pretty sharp rally from, you know, 3,500 all the way up to 9,000 US dollar terms, is it's just how it's also there to help support the market as well. So whilst, yes, there might be some times where whales are having a large impact, I'd say overall at the moment they tend to be more positive than bad for the market.
Well, just before I let you go, without looking into the crystal ball too much, I know that some people are predicting that over time Bitcoin whales will become smaller and smaller as cryptocurrencies, I guess, become a bit more evenly distributed, and that these influences of these whale accounts will slowly diminish. Do you think there's some truth to that?
Yeah, I think that's exactly. If you look at financial markets, again, look, if you look at the stock market, traditionally it'd be very hard for large players to usually be more than 1% or 2% of multiple stocks. And I think that'll start to happen in Bitcoin as well. You'll start to see, you know, millions of accounts or wallets out there with maybe, you know, more than, you know, less than one Bitcoin in them. So I think that's definitely the trend that we'll see keep occurring.
Well, Grant, we really appreciate you speaking to us this morning. Thank you so much.
No worries. Thank you for your time.
That was Grant Colthorpe. He's the CEO of Mind Digital, talking to us about Bitcoin whales.